Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 23rd, 2025. Rarely do I get emails from way across the continent, but here I am with Amy in New York City. And I want to say to you, Amy, that I was privileged enough to be in New York years ago and give a talk and a workshop in New York City with the Unity Church there. It was just a really wonderful experience for me. I understand there are no audiences like New York audiences, and I truly will never forget that that wonderful experience. All right. Her question works like this, Amy's question. With all of the chaos of this world, I am curious, how do you think or should think and live as you do? I am assuming you are in a practice, Amy. Yes, Amy, I am in a practice. Yes. Yes, yes. I work at it 24/7. It's not something that is a casual affair for me. So you must understand that. This is not something that I adopt or that I do for a living, as most people would think. This is something I actually do live. And what I think, well, you know, Greg thinks all sorts of crazy things, and who cares what he thinks? I ignore him for the most part. Every so often, he'll sneak in there and make me laugh about something that he wants to believe in or what he thinks is happening, but he's always wrong, always. So I don't give it much credence. But since you asked about the chaos in the world, yes, it is a predicament that we are in, a definitely difficult world. And the way I look at it is what, well, how do I say this to you? It does no good to try to fix things in this world, okay? It does no good at all. What does do some good is me learning what brought me into this world via my karma and the consequences of my past lives and even things in this world that I could have and did do that were, well, shall we say, less than kind or merciful. So when I understand all that, which is what I do, then that's where I live differently. What Gregory thinks is different from what I am. What, you know, Amy thinks is different from what she is. And few people ever cross that barrier. They don't live in that light inside their heart at all. It's just not something that they think is pertinent to their living, but it is. Entering into a practice, you don't have any thoughts that are different from other people's thoughts. I don't have any thoughts different from yours or anyone else's. I am strictly that guy, just like you, that gal that thinks the way we think and you know, feels insecure, feels happy, sad, mad, glad, whatever, all the time. The object of the game is to understand that Amy and Greg are noise. They're nothing but noise. And whatever they believe in or however they believe in whatever they believe in their thoughts, if I let my thoughts dominate me, if I let my beliefs dominate me, then I get into the collective unconscious, and before you know it, I'm sunk. I'm just living as anyone else. So I make a concerted effort, a real concerted effort, to no longer live in the confines of his thinking. So when you ask me, what do I think? What does it matter what I think? Are you asking me about Greg? Because Greg would probably, you know, come up with all sorts of crazy ideas Just blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't be no different than anyone else. But if you are asking about the result of being in an authentic practice, there are no thoughts. I don't have opinions like I would have if I were doing a Gregory. I just don't have opinions. I take everything as it comes. I watch everything within me as it rises, as it falls. I watch how my thoughts rise to this. I watch them fall into that over and over. But I am not a part of that. And the effort is not to live in any of that. If I live in it, then I miss. If I don't live in it, if I choose to step aside and let love live me, then I have something different. And until I have discovered even the remotest aspect of love, I have nothing. If I don't feel that sense of love, that profound sense of love, I have nothing. So I work at it day and night. My mind is constantly Gregory, but that's my mind. But beyond that, I just sit and watch and listen to him ramble on, and I pay no mind to it, if you know what I mean. It is not important what he thinks. Now, ask me how I live. You ask me how I live in this world with all the chaos. I am cautious. I am very cautious. I keep my head on a pivot, always watching, observing over and over and over again. It's a dangerous world we live in, and you never know what dangers lie in any moment of your life. It may be some innocent aspect of your life, you know, that you're moving through or doing, and all of a sudden, bingo, there it is. Something really ugly comes up and you find yourself a part of it. And when I do find myself a part of accusations and all sorts of fears or whatever, I merely watch. I help as much as I possibly can. But I realize, and I say this to you, Amy, in all truth that I know of. Now, this is mine. I realize that evil and the ugly always win out in this world. Lies and deception and fears and hatred all win in this world. And where that's going to bring us in the future, I know not. But I can tell you they win at all times. And it's why we need heroes, and it's why we need people to go beyond the confines of fear, hatred, and all the uglies that we get involved in this world as a collective. So I live in this world very cautiously. I always have my head watching around, moving around, seeing what my environment is. I listen, but I don't judge. I just let love live me as much as I can, and I do. I am working on many, many aspects of myself when I do that. So it becomes a way of life, and I just am grateful for every moment. And should the moment come suddenly where I am no longer here on this planet, I will be grateful for everything that I did and everything that happened to me, because everything that happened was showing me little aspects of myself and then how they turned into bigger aspects of myself where I lost my way. And that is very important for me to see. So I look at my life as impermanent, and I live my life in respect to that impermanence and do everything I can to make love possible. That's all I can do for now. Anyway, I hope that helps. And I hope that you you have a wonderful day. I love how you ended your email about having a great day, and I was deeply touched. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with another question. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, hey? Namaste.